sheet. I see that my body is relaxed. I wipe away any tension, constriction in the different parts of my body by paying attention to it, starting with the head and the face. I see that my facial muscles are relaxed. I can gently open my eyes and close them deliberately, consciously. I repeat this again. I gently open my eyes and close them, such that the upper eyelid completely covers the lower eyelid. I do this another time. Gently open the eyes and close. Mouth is gently closed, neck and shoulders are relaxed. If they don't feel relaxed, I shrug my shoulders and then allow them to come back to normal position. Arms and forearms, hands and fingers are relaxed. I can clench my fists and then release and place them where they were. Chest and upper body is relaxed. Stomach and sides are relaxed. Upper back, lower back are relaxed. Hips and thighs are relaxed. Knees, calves, feet and toes are relaxed. I see that the entire body is relaxed. There is great intelligence in recognizing that I am helpless in some situations. It may be regarding my health, the difficulty may be with respect to my children, the difficulty may be related to other family members, the difficulty may be related to my job. Depending on age and stage in life, the difficulties will vary. I am objective when I acknowledge my helplessness. I am objective when I recognize my power. If I'm not able to help myself, I seek the help of the ones who can help. The one who is always available 24/7. Is Ishvara. I seek his help in dealing with my difficulties. Help comes in different ways. In praying to Ganapati, the Lord of the Ganas of all groups, I acknowledge my helplessness. The help that I need may come in the form of a better perspective on the problem. Maybe the problem was never there, but I imagined it. The help may come in the form of giving me strength to deal with what I have to deal with. The help may come in the form of a reduction in the nature of physical suffering. The help may come in the form of a more objective view of the difficult situation in the many other situations that I face. I seek the Lord's grace. I will say a chant now. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. My Namaha, my Namaskar to Ganapati. Gam is a Bijakshara and is used in the mantra. So as I think of the various problems that I have, if I have, I seek the grace of the Lord. As I invoke the Lord, as Ganpati, while saying the chant, I see the meaning. My Namaskar to Ganapati, whose grace I need to deal with my vulnerability, my helplessness with respect to certain situations. In the act of prayer, I acknowledge my helplessness. It's fine. I will say the chant. And you can repeat after me. We will do it for a few times and then we will stop chanting verbally. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Ganapataye Namaha.
namaha.
Om Nam Ganapataye namaha.
Om Gam 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 Ganapataye namaha.
I can chant this one mentally or any other chant that I wish in the way in which I want to relate to the Lord. As we will now chant mentally, I will bring back my mind again and again if it wanders to the chant. We can start chanting mentally. The last thing I want to say as you chant mentally is that any thought, other thought that comes up in relation to the chant, I do not berate my mind. I just gently bring back the attention to the chant. I learn to be with myself and the chant. I start mentally chanting. Sleep comes, I try to wake up. And return to the chant. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I prepare to gently open my eyes. I rub my hands. I cup my eyes. And gently open when I'm ready.